Smith, I'd like to come before you this morning and thank you for all your many blessings to us. Open our hearts this morning, hear your word, apply it to our lives. We have prayer requests that are mentioned this morning. Brothers and sisters, Mexico, Lord, that's good. Be with them. Help us all to be your will. In Jesus' name, pray. So we're thankful and one morning for you, Solomon. If the Lord had not been with us, let Israel now say, if the Lord had not been with us, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger raged against us, then the water would have drowned us. Our soul would have passed through a pool. Then our soul would have passed through a water that is overwhelming. Blessed is the Lord, who did not give us as prey to their teeth. Our soul was delivered like a sparrow from the snare of the hunters. The snare was broken, and we were delivered. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made him near. Okay, I want to start out. I was just thinking earlier, reading it, and it was saying how if the Lord had not been with us, they would have swallowed us alive. I was just thinking how many times God helped the children of Israel during, all their wars and stuff, how many times he just fought the battle for them. And they had to be out there ready to fight, but God helped them, gave them victory a lot of times when they asked and humbled. But sometimes he didn't let people destroy them sometimes. But I just was thinking how most of the time, a lot of the times, when they went out to battle, God helped them because they asked for his help. And he took care of her. And I was thinking, in Psalm 46, I think it was 45, right on the start of that, it's God is our help and God is our refuge and power in help and affliction that severely befall us. Therefore, we will not fear when earth is troubled and when the mountains are removed into the hearts of the sea. But God is our help. And even now, today, when we go through stuff, all we have to do is ask. I mean, it may not be what we think that we get, should the way God helps us, it may not be the way we want to be helped. But God has a plan and everything. Everything we go through is under his direction. It's designed to help us and make us better. That's about all I have for you this morning.
The Lord had mercy on the Samaritan woman that came out to the well, and she, one time she came out to the well, and here he was there, and he asked her for a drink, and she gave him one, and then Jesus started telling her about her life, and she was amazed how Jesus could tell her all that. And then God told her that he had forgiven her.
Micah 5:2.
Thank you.
He has shown you, O man, what is good, or what does the Lord seek from you? To do justly, or and to love mercy, and to be ready to follow him whenever, to be ready to follow the Lord your God.
God gave mercy on Jonah when he got swallowed up by the fish, and he kept him alive inside the fish's belly.
Our assignment was the same as the little boys, and I got Luke 6:36. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful.
I thought about how the Syrophoenician woman came up to Jesus and asked him if he could heal her daughter, and Jesus said that the children needed to be fed and not the dogs, and he meant that she was a dog and the Jews were the children. But she said, well, the dogs get to eat the crumbs that fall from the children at the table. And so he said, he had mercy on her, and then he healed her daughter.
Matthew 9:27, where they were begging to first. And Jesus went on from there. Two blind men followed him, crying out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." And then he healed them. And other times in this, in Matthew, there's where he said, and he had compassion for them and healed their sicknesses.
I got Matthew 5:7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
I had the children of Israel when God had mercy on them. The times when they fell away from them, he just turned them over to their enemies, and then he asked, and then they cried out to God, and God had mercy on them and helped them.
I was looking through Strong's this morning, and I noticed how many times it said that God is merciful, or he told us to be merciful. And it just, the whole thing would just follow that. There was hardly any examples of people that done it. But God, of course, done it all the time. But I was thinking the opposite of mercy is, condemnation. Condemning people is the opposite of mercy. And how careful we need to be to not do that.
I had Romans 11:30-32. For as ye in times past have not believed God, ye have not attained mercy through their unbelief. Even so have these now not believed, and through your mercy they may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he may have mercy upon us all.
I thought about the time when Jesus went into the temple, and they had a woman there that was caught in adultery, and they were asking him what they should do, because Moses had taught them to stone somebody that would do that, and so they asked him, and he was just writing on the ground. Then they kept on pressing him, and finally just stood up and said, "Whoever has not sinned, let him cast the first stone." And And they just all knew that they had sinned before, so they just slowly walked out. And then Jesus told her, "Your sins are forgiven."
I thought about when King David had two chances to kill King Saul, and David's men that were with him even tried to get him to kill Saul. And, it seemed, in man's eyes, that seemed like the right thing to do, just for David just to get rid of his trouble. But he knew he was God's anointed, so David had mercy on King Saul and didn't take his life.
I got a verse here. It says, "Let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hebrews 4:6 and 4:16.
Mine says, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous but sinners." Matthew 19:13.